Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. And in the weather for today, for the rest of the afternoon, it should be sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 61. And on Thursday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 82. And in the news for today, in Viroqua on Tuesday evening, the city's Public Safety Committee voted 4-1 to send the proposal for allowing UTV vehicles to use the public streets in town back to the City Council for a final decision. A large turnout of mostly advocates for the original ordinance gave public comment to the committee on the positive aspects of allowing the four-wheel vehicles in the city, while a few residents once again voiced their opposition, reporting that the all-terrain vehicles were not truly that, reading from manufacturers' manuals stating that their products were not made for riding on paved roads. Many speaking in favor of the ordinance said that Viroqua was missing out on a positive economic impact because UTV drivers were spending their money in the other small towns outside of the city on gas, food, and entertainment, where they can drive the vehicles legally. The original ordinance was debated and sent to the full City Council last year and included provisions such as speed limits, safety requirements, a set season for use, and other restrictions. The council rejected the ordinance, citing noise, pollution, and safety concerns, and sent it back to the committee. With a new mayor and the city's chief of police, both of whom support UTV use in town, and a change in council members, the proposal has new life and could pass the council by the time the next hearing occurs. On Tuesday night, it was pointed out by several of those attending that the UTVs are licensed by the state DNR, not the state highway department, and OWIs on the off-road vehicles do not restrict the use by drivers who had been previously convicted of drunk driving state-licensed vehicles. Police Chief Rick Niedfeld clarified this charge by saying that after the first conviction of an OWI charge by a UTV driver, their license to drive one would be revoked. No date was scheduled for the return of the UTV ordinance for vote by the City Council has been set yet. The Nearly Noon News has been following the story and will report back as more information is available. In state news, the Wisconsin Elections Commission has voted to tell local clerks that they must allow disabled voters to request help from someone else to return their absentee ballots. The move comes a week after a federal judge ruled in favor of a group of disabled residents who sued the state, warning the commission that it needed to provide clarification to voters. On Tuesday, commissioners voted 4-2 to do just that, passing a motion instructing clerks that they must accept absentee ballots on a disabled voter's behalf under the Federal Voting Rights Act. There's a federal court case that told us what the law is, said Democratic Commissioner Ann Jacobs, who authored the proposal. The clerk doesn't get to tell someone you don't get to bring in the ballot, she said. Under Jacobs' motion, clerks will be instructed that, quote, any Wisconsin voter who requires assistance with mailing or delivering their absentee ballot to the municipal clerk because of a disability must be permitted to receive such assistance by a person of the voter's choice, end quote. The person returning the ballot can't be the disabled voter's employer or union. Information for this report comes with permission from WPR News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.